to make our last BOE day the 27th.
We would be happy with you. Otherwise, you're going to get hate mail from me.
All right.
I have a feeling we may get hate mail from many people. I don't know.
Very good.
It's tough.
No good deed goes unpunished.
You're a lawyer. You're used to it. I know, right? Yeah.
I don't remember what that was.
Samsung, they are not available in the market. I have to order it. It's not going to be here. If I can get my screen fixed, I'm going to try to get that done. But iPhone number 6 7.
It was Ron Houseman.
Oh, you're right.
699.
No, I think that one, he was threatening to thought that we would be subject to being part sued as a board, as a citizen board. Yes, that really aggravated me.
All of us. All of us.
Hopefully, I get my phone fixed up.
I know exactly what he was trying to imply, that we should be fearful of.
So are we finished here?
No, actually, we have one more, and it'll probably be pretty fast.
We're finished with...
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yes, we're finished, Bruce. Okay, yeah, so...
Is there a fixed date that I need to come in, or just...
Bruce, you talk to her, and if you guys get to an agreement,
okay.
And you email her and tell her that you're in agreement,
okay.
Then... But if you may not agree, and if you don't, then you come back in here on that.
What's your email address?
What is it, 27th?
Yes, the 27th.
So 27th at 1 if you can't agree.
Yeah.
All right, BOE number 234. It looks like this is a nightly rental. And he says he doesn't want to call. He just wants us to look at his deal.
Thank you, guys.
What was it before?
He only sent in his
classification.
Okay,
so this is another. This is another.
I know he wants to look at it.
So he might be somebody that would go to text. Because a lot of them that are
going to
go.
Well, I'd kind of like to talk to him, depending on what it's set. In other words, I'd like to know, what does he use it for?
He said he's in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
And no reception on his phone this week.
Ah.
Everybody's going to Colorado.
Well, heck, somebody needs to have fun this summer.
Is this a nightly rental?
Yes.
And how do we know it's a nightly rental?
It went from partial residential and partial commercial to 100% commercial.
So in other words, it already was a mixed use?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of those that is gone. Okay, gotcha. All right, so we already have evidence that he is in a rental program. Or he does rent it out.
He has a
condominium. And rents
it. And if anybody calls us and says they're 100% residential, we immediately switch them back up till the books closed to be a residential.
Well, I guess my question is, I'm assuming you're not just randomly doing this. In other words, you know beforehand that these places have been rented out in the past, and we're just taking those and bumping them up to commercial.
Yeah.
Right. Correct? Okay. Again, I would make a motion to table this to the same date we did the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. I just wanted us to look at it. We're looking at
it. It doesn't say anything except classification, so it doesn't tell us anything.
When he called me and changed it from teleconference to on the record, he told me that he's going to be in the mountains, but he did say that he knows that there's a lot more people in his shoes, so he figured that y'all was going to make a mass motion on it anyway, so.
I think there's at least four, maybe five from this same subdivision tomorrow.
In the same?
Okay, Branson Canyon. Yeah, I saw a few in Branson Canyon there.
So almost, are most of Branson Canyon investment properties?
Yeah.
But there are people that do live in there.
Sure.
All right. Well, I believe we're recessing for the day, and we will reconvene at what time is our first one in the morning? Is it 8, 9 o'clock? You're always changing this up on us, Wes, keeping us on our feet. 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
It's been lovely. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, right?